I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. This week, the Vermont House is scheduled to debate a bill raising the legal age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21. Backers of the legislation say it's one of the most important public health issues of this session. And VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
While dozens of cities across the country have increased the legal age for buying tobacco products to 21, only two states have done so, Hawaii and California. The proposed legislation at the State House achieves this goal over a three-year period. Next year, the legal age would be 19. In 2018, it would be 20. And in 2019, the age would be 21. Tina Zook is the Government Relations Director at the American Heart Association. She says raising the age limit to 21 will have a significant impact on adult smoking rates.
One of the things that really makes sense in terms of raising the age to 21 is that 90% of adults who smoke all started before the age of 21, and then half of them become regular smokers by their 19th birthday. So if we can do something, then we have so much better of a chance from getting smokers that are hooked for life.
Jim Harrison is the executive director of the Vermont Retail and Grocers Association. He says there are a lot of problems with the phased-in approach.
Increasing it a year at a time potentially creates a lot of confusion, not only among the public, but also among store clerks who have an important responsibility and job with trying to card people and make sure that the folks that are buying tobacco products are the proper age.
Zook says she understands Harrison's concerns. That's why she supports efforts to do away with the phased-in approach and implement the 21-year-old age limit in one step.
So that anybody who was born before September 1st, 1998 would be grandfathered, but then the 21 still would be implemented right away next year.
The legislation also raises the state cigarette tax. Currently, it's $3.08 a pack. Under this bill, it would increase by 39 cents over the three-year period. Harrison says the higher tax rate will exacerbate the loss of retail sales along the Vermont-New Hampshire border.
How many times are we going to shoot ourselves in the foot by sending retail business out of state? We have it with the sales tax. Let's not keep adding other taxes that drive traffic and send them to New Hampshire.
Harrison notes that the fine for an underage person caught buying tobacco products is $25. He says lawmakers should consider raising the fine if they're serious about discouraging illegal tobacco sales. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.